Good morning and welcome to Focus. Terry James joined with Alito Mayor Chris Haglock. Hello, Mayor.
Good morning.
You showed up again.
I did. I keep thinking, will he miss me if I don't come? But
I saw him on the phone outside, too. He's saying, Mike Chaussey, I don't think I should keep doing this. Anyway, so we are talking a little bit about what's going on around town. And a great way to know about that is the bulletin that comes out. How often does the city bulletin come out?
So we have a spring and a fall bulletin. Some people will say, oh, I really like your bulletin. You know, I get it four or five times a year. And I'm like, no, we only do it in the spring and the fall. But
I thought that, too. I thought it came monthly. I don't know why I thought that.
No, we have a spring one, and then we have a fall winter one. And it just came out last week. Everybody should have it in the mail. It's good reading. There's a lot of information in there about projects that are going on and a lot of details. So,
all right. A very good something you want to put on the fridge, print off, and take a look at. This is hard to believe, Mayor. We are heading into the end of the farmer's market for this year.
Yeah.
2 weeks to go?
Crazy, yes. Farmer's market started in April. And June, I guess. It was right after rhubarb, doesn't it? It starts.
Wasn't Rhubarb Fest last weekend?
It seemed like it. Yeah, I think it starts the Thursday after rhubarb, and it runs to the end of September. So we have two Thursdays left: this Thursday and next Thursday. So get out to the farmers market. The produce is probably been pretty well picked through, so it'd be hard to get any fresh produce. Maybe a little bit here and there, but there's some other fresh goods there to buy.
I go for the breads and the meat and
absolutely.
You know, because a lot of times there are brats out there for sale, things like that. So there's a lot of good stuff there at the Alito Farmers Market. Well, the side-by-sides.
Yes.
We want to talk about those because in case people weren't aware or didn't want to be aware, there's a $50 sticker that needs to go on those before you drive them.
Yes, that's correct. Those are renewed every January 1. They're good for the whole year. We have 140 current stickers that are out there in the community in the city of Alito. And I know there's still a few people out there that think, well, I've got headlights, I've got turn signals, I've got a horn, I've got everything that I need, and I have a driver's license, so I'm good to go. Well, no, you're not, because the ordinance in the city of Alito, you have to have the sticker. So please come to City Hall, get the information, get you a sticker so you're legal. And the other important thing is everybody thinks I'm 16 years old and I can drive. And that's true. You can drive at 16. But with the city of Alito and our ordinance, you need to be 21 years of age or older.
All right. So follow the rules out there. And really, 50 is not bad. That covers a whole year, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a good price for riding that side by side.
And you think about, some of them are gas, some of them are electric. That's pretty cheap transportation to get around town.
Very much is. And the city continues to improve paths. You were talking about an ATV path today?
Yep. We're completed the one that goes out to Walmart. If you go behind State Farm Insurance, there is an entrance to a path that will lead you around to the back of near Midwest Bank, and you'll be able to pop out there, cross the highway by the AutoZone, and get to Walmart. So it's a very nice, convenient path. Just got completed recently. They're putting some fencing up right now, but it's ready to go.
So, Mayor, there is more of an effort among farmers now to help out with the city's aquatic center that's being built. Can you tell us about that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. Big River Resources here in Alito is offering that for any farmer that wants to donate to the aquatic center and doesn't want to put cash towards the project. You can put grain towards it. So you could actually deliver a pickup truck load, a grain wagon full, or a semi load, and as many as you want. And when you deliver those to Big River, just let them know you want that money to go to the Park District for the Aquatic Center.
Very good. And if you happen to not be dealing with a lot of corn and beans this year, you can join the 50-gallon challenge?
It's the 100-gallon
challenge. The 100-gallon challenge. Yeah. Was that cut it in half?
Yeah.
You just double that, and there you go. Can you explain that one to us again real
sure.
quick?
Sure. It's up to a $1,000 donation. You don't have to pay it all at once. You can pay it over 5 years, so you can pay $200 a year for 5 years. You're still in the program, and you're buying 100 gallons to fill the pool.
Mayor, there's a position that's open with the city. Tell us.
That's correct. The Park District is actually in charge of this, but the city kind of helps out with the park. And what they're doing is they're trying to hire a park and rec director, someone that can start putting programs together. So instead of just having three or four diamonds in the city that's available but not being used, we're actually going to put a plan together with a director. We're going to utilize those better, and there's some other opportunities there we feel also. If you are interested in that job, you can get on the city's website. It is alitoil.gov/jobs. And if you get on the website, we are taking applications till the end of September.
All right. So if you would seriously like to be the Parks and Rec director and have some interest in that, make sure you get on the city's website. All right, Mayor, you ready for five questions?
Oh, I'm always so excited for the end of this.
We are going to. Yeah, I know you are. We're going to talk about Gen Z slang.
Oh.
And you kind of thought, oh, what is that? Well, remember when we were kids and we would say, oh, man, that car is bad. You know, well, we meant good, but we said bad.
Yes.
Kids today, they use acronyms. Like, I'll start easy off. All right, Mayor. LOL.
Laugh out loud.
He got the first one already. Very good. FWIW.
FWIW.
Not our new call letters, by the way. For what it's
friends
worth.
Friends with something.
Friends.
No. Friends.
There are a lot of them that have to do with best friend forever and all that stuff. This is For What It's Worth, which I think was a Buffalo Springfield song from way back
that.
In the day. Yeah. All right. So these are phrases that people will use. If I say, man, that new aquatic center really slaps. What am I saying?
It
is
really
that good or
slaps.
Bad?
I'm guessing it's good.
It is good. Yeah. It's excellent or amazing. Now, what if I was to tell you, Mayor, that the Central Park parking lot is going to be done soon, no cap?
No cap.
What does no cap mean? The Central Park parking lot is going to be done soon, no cap.
No kidding?
Yes, you got it. Good job. Oh, I'm so proud of him. You must really be in touch with today's youth.
No, I'm not.
Me neither.
Lucky guesser.
And this one, finally, now we talked about if something slaps. Now, what if I said cars at antique days were really bussing?
Really cool.
Really bussin', really cool. There we go. Oh, he is in touch with today's youth. You should be teaching at the high school,
no,
Mayor. You
I'll
really
bet
should.
Not.
Mayor Chris Haglock, five questions today. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.